This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll study John the Baptist's swan song, Jesus and the Samaritan Woman, the true worship of God, the Samaritans believe in Jesus, and Jesus heals the official son. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, as we continue our walk through St. John's Gospel on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org, thewordendures.org.
Hello, neighbor.
Mr. Rogers, I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay?
I'm profiling Mr. Rogers.
Lloyd, please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah? Like what?
There are many things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
That's the trailer for the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Tom Hanks playing the famous Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We're going to be reviewing this movie. Joining us to do so on this Tuesday afternoon is Pastor Ted Geese. Earlier today, we talked with him. He's has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. I began our conversation on A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood asking him, is this your typical biopic?
No. You know, the typical biopic kind of goes something like this. You have the character who's that the movie's about, the person that they're born, they have this childhood. As they're growing up, they have experiences. Those experiences shape their adult life. They have some sort of major accomplishment. And then by the end of the film, you have kind of like in the end credits, you might have, and this is the rest of the story, or this is what the person is really like, or this is how it finished off. So that's the typical kind of like pattern of things. And usually, you know, they try to make those connections. So they drop out all the boring parts, hit all the highlights, kind of try to squeeze it into 2 hours and give you that. So that's not what you're getting in this movie about, on the one hand, about Mr. Rogers, so Fred Rogers.
What is the film primarily about?
Well, interestingly, it's based on this Esquire magazine journalist, and fictionalized for the film. The name they use in the film is Lloyd Vogel. It's set, I think it's like in the 90s. He's sent by his editor from Esquire magazine to go write a 400-word kind of like little synopsis about Mr. Rogers to accompany a photo in a list of American heroes. And then basically he gets more than what he bargained for. So the film is much more about the journalist than it is almost about Mr. Rogers, or at least it's these two guys together. So Vogel is struggling with things like marriage and fatherhood and family and work and trying to balance all those things. And then by getting to know Mr. Rogers in person, he finds kind of new meaning in his life. That's what you get with Mr. Rogers, with Fred Rogers' character. It's all about his curiosity and his care for people, particularly young people. His family life, there's a bit of that. His own personal challenges with anger, and really his sanctified life, like his Christian life as he approaches things like his TV show and the public that he interacts with, and guys like this Lloyd Vogel, the journalist.
I think Tom Hanks has said that the most challenging thing playing Fred Rogers for him was not playing him as a saint. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, it's challenging because the movie doesn't even do a good job of not playing him as a saint. There are moments in this movie where he is otherworldly in like this picture book kind of plaster saint kind of way, almost stained glass saint, as it were. But then they do have those are the peaks, and then there's the valleys, right? So he is kind of a more rounded character, and a lot of the roundedness of the character is probably due to Tom Hanks, who is just a really phenomenal actor and does a really great job. And he is actually kind of a character actor. People don't think of him that way. But, you know, Woody from Toy Story, those Toy Story films, that's a character, like a very distinct character. And even films like Sully from 2016, where he played the Sully Sullenberger, the pilot, you know, he wanted to capture that guy's nuances, his mannerisms, the style of speaking that he does as he goes through his life. So he's able to do that. I mean, and even just completely fictional characters like from Forrest Gump, when he played Forrest Gump. There's just a raft of these characters that you can think of when you really stop to think about Tom Hanks. And here he does such a great job. It's a little off-putting at first because you have to kind of get used to it. It's almost like when you go to a Shakespearean play or something and it takes you 15 minutes just to kind of ease into the fact that, yep, everybody's going to talk like this. And when the film first comes on, it's hard in, all in on Fred Rogers. And, you know, it takes a bit to adjust to it. But partway through the film, you're right there. You're buying into it. That he's doing an excellent, excellent job of portraying this somewhat peculiar guy and a very kind individual. The film on whole is quite kind.
Is the fact that Fred Rogers was a seminary-trained, ordained Presbyterian minister dealt with in the film?
No, you know, he was ordained in 1963, so that's prior to his show getting going and everything. And it's not mentioned per se in the film, so they don't mention that part. And in a traditional biopic, they would, right? They would have him, you know, as a kid. Eventually, he's in seminary. He's trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life, and he has like the eureka moment where he says, "I want to work with kids." And then you would go into the Mr. Rogers TV show. That's what you would get in a typical biopic. You don't get that here, and they don't cover those details of his life.
Do they cover his Christian faith in a general way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and not just generally, but they do things like they have his wife at one point is talking with the journalist, and she explains that he has this kind of rich prayer life where he prays for people by name, he reads scripture, he swims every day, all of those kinds of things that are just other things. But the reading of scripture, the prayer life, that is something that is addressed and talked about in the film. And also there's this one scene later on in the film where he ends up visiting a person who's dying. So it's basically a deathbed visit. Now, pastors listening, like myself and you, Todd, like we do visits to people in palliative care. And maybe you're listening and you've had a pastor come to visit with a family member while they're dying. And this is a really interesting part of this film because I recognized it immediately that this is like a pastoral call. Like the way that it was set up, it was like this kind of, I mean, a super highly sanctified pastoral call. Like he shows up with a cherry pie for them. I can't say that I've done that. But his demeanor, being with the people and in their suffering, the conversation, the way it goes, I mean, it's veneered by the fact that he's Mr. Rogers and they're kind of awestruck that he's there in the first place. But really, they settle into it and it becomes a more pastoral call. And there's even a point where he leans in as he's saying goodbye to talk to the man who's dying and whispers in his ear something. And then he's able to talk to the son afterwards and he explains what it is that he said. And he just says, you know, like, "I asked the man who's dying to pray for me." And then the question was, "Well, why?" And he says, "Well, somebody who's in his situation must be very close to God." So he wanted the prayers of that guy, which is kind of an interesting thing. I thought that was quite a touching and well presented moment. And it kind of hints back to that whole being seminary trained, but it doesn't overtly say so. But it's all part of the way his Christian faith is presented within the film.
We're talking with Pastor Ted Geese about the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a biopic of Fred Rogers. Pastor Geese taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. On the other side, those who worked with Fred Rogers assure us that he was not putting on a character when he was on camera. He was exactly the same man in front of and behind the camera. I wonder if that makes it into the movie as well.
And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
If you enjoy our hymn studies, be sure to check out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions. Praise and Honor contains a devotional for each stanza from hymns like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, We Praise and Acknowledge You, O God, and more. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions.
What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's a monthly magazine on faith and life, theology and culture that helps readers interpret the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective. Filled with expert insights, good writing, and inspiring stories, it also provides essential church information for LCMS members. What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's the flagship periodical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been for more than a century. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Spokane, Washington. Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Grace Lutheran, Elgin, Texas. Emmanuel Lutheran, Everett, Washington. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Brookings, South Dakota. Parkland Evangelical Lutheran, Tacoma, Washington. Redeemer Lutheran, Scottsdale, Arizona. St. John Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. St. Paul Lutheran, New Haven, Indiana. And Trinity Lutheran, Springfield, Illinois. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're reviewing the movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. If you appreciate our movie reviews with Pastor Ted Geese, please make a year-end tax-deductible donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. For a year-end gift of $300, we'll send you a recording of our 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference and a new recording of each of the hymns of the day for the Advent and Christmas seasons. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support at the end of the year. Ted, one of the things that people who worked with Fred Rogers have said, one of the most remarkable things about him, was that the man you saw on camera was exactly the same man that you saw when the camera was turned off. Does that emerge in this film?
It does, and there's one scene where that is one of those things that's either going to be a blessing or a curse. Maybe that's not the right way to put it. It's either an advantage or a disadvantage, because there are times where that is perfect. That works really great in a situation. And then there are other times where that persona, which turns out not to be a persona, becomes kind of too much to take. So the journalist wants to talk about something very serious. And so does Mr. Rogers, like Fred Rogers does too. But to do it, Fred Rogers takes his little suitcase and unzips it and starts taking out his puppets and wants to talk to him using the puppets as though it's the TV show. And the journalist isn't having anything of it. Like, he won't have any of it. And it actually becomes a very tense, filled, kind of uncomfortable moment. But it illustrates what you're talking about, in that he doesn't change to become one way with one person and another way with somebody else. The film actually even acknowledges the fact that this must have been very hard for his kids. And you don't see the people of his the characters of his two sons, but they get talked about. And there's also opportunity in the film to see his wife and have some of her commentary on it as well. So I think that's all pretty compelling and interesting stuff.
How much does the film actually explore his work with children, not only individually? He was legendary. If the children just were mesmerized by him and his ability to communicate with them directly, but how much of that is explored?
There's little bits here and there. There's when he first the character of the journalist Lloyd Vogel shows up at the studio in Pittsburgh where the show is being shot. There is this kind of interaction he's having with a family, kind of a make-a-wish thing with the family and a little kid. So they have that in there. They have some kind of meet and greet moments on the street, sort of a thing. And then there's this moment that it's not really specifically with kids, but they're in New York City. They're going from one place to another place. The journalist is with him. The two of them just get onto the subway. People start to recognize that it's Mr. Rogers. And what happens in that subway car is one of these kind of peculiar things. And, you know, listen, I see a lot of movies. It doesn't happen to be very often, but I broke down. Like, I had tears at that moment. It was like really kind of strangely emotional in the same sort of way like a person could get mugged in an alleyway. I didn't see it coming. It just jumped me. But it's this kind of his reaction, his interaction with the public and how people loved him as much as he loved them. And somehow through the medium of television, he was able to convey his care and concern and kindness towards others and then managed to get that same thing relayed back to him in a way. And then sometimes they'd be in person and it would actually just happen. I don't know if that actually happened in real life that moment, but if it didn't, it should have. This is one of those things with a biopic like this.
Well, I bet you it happened all the time.
Yeah.
So obviously at the heart of the Christian faith, and I believe in retrospect, at the heart of the kind of man and let's just say performer too, that Fred Rogers was, is the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. How does that theme, if at all, show itself in the biopic?
Well, right from the very beginning, Mr. Rogers comes in, he's singing his song, he puts on his sweater, and he goes and he sits down and he starts talking directly to you, just like it's the TV show. And he has a picture board and he's opening the pictures, like those little doors with the pictures behind it. And that's how he introduces Lloyd Vogel, the journalist, to you as a film viewer. And he talks about how this is going to be a movie about forgiveness and how sometimes it's very hard to forgive people, strangely, even if they're somebody that you really love. And through the course of the film, this character of Lloyd Vogel, so much of it is about him. It's all kind of like mitigated through him as a character. He needs to forgive people. He needs to, in his family, he needs to ask for forgiveness. And you see it happen over and over again. This is a really wonderful movie, and it gets at the heart of the need for forgiveness and then the need for asking for forgiveness and for receiving forgiveness. And, you know, it could be a little like, I'm sure there are going to be viewers who are going to say, if it was as clear as you made the question, that would be even better. But it's a really good film, and it gets at stuff that generally doesn't even get touched very much in most Hollywood films. So this is something that people should actually go try to find and see, and it would be worth seeing in the theater.
Quick question, is Tom Hanks going to win the Academy Award for this portrayal?
That's interesting. I think he should get a nomination for sure. And if he did win for it, I don't think anybody would have any complaints. This is a really wonderful performance. And it's also, it's quite nuanced. It's not a caricature. He's definitely working hard to give you a rounded character in what you're receiving. And it's not like, yeah, there are moments where he's very saint-like, but that's not the whole picture of this character, and that's not the way he portrays him. So, you know, there are really these peaks and valleys, like I mentioned. So it is an exceptional performance.
Pastor Ted Geese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He is pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller lead us in a teaching on the Lord's Prayer petition, Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. On Thursday, we'll talk with Dr. Jeffrey Pulse of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about Old Testament patriarch Noah. And Friday, we'll study the Advent hymn, Hark, A Thrilling Voice Is Sounding, with Pastor Will Whedon. Up next on Lutheran Talk Radio, you'll hear Pastor Whedon's podcast, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Pastor Whedon teaches today on Jesus and the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Listen at issuesetc.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.